Thursday, Locked On NFL Podcast. We are back, and with big news, Baker Mayfield was finally traded to the Carolina Panthers. We're going to give our instant reaction to the trade, then dive deeper into what this means for the Browns and for the Panthers heading into 2022. And then finally, me and Alex will both tell you who we think won this trade, if there is a winner. All of that and much more on a Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL Podcast. Let's roll.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Football fans, we are back for another Thursday edition of the Locked On NFL Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tyler Rowland from Locked On Titans, here with my faithful co-host, Alex Clancy from Locked On Cardinals. This looks like it could be the unofficial beginning to the 2022 NFL season. Baker Mayfield traded, finally. Baker Mayfield is traded, and he's on his way to the Carolina Panthers. We're going to get into all of that on today's show. Before we break it down, I want to thank you guys for making the Locked On NFL Podcast your first listen every day. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you do stream. You're going to find the Locked On NFL Podcast everywhere and always free. That includes the Locked On NFL YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe there. Smash the notification bell. Throw a thumbs up if you're watching on the video right now. But let's dive in, Alex. As you know, I like to just put the facts out there first. So number one, the trade terms. The Browns traded quarterback Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers in exchange for a conditional fifth round pick in 2024. If Baker hits certain conditions, it can turn into a fourth round pick in 2024. I think more important than the trade compensation, though, is the financial aspect of the trade. Baker Mayfield was set to make around $18, $19 million this year. The Browns are going to pay $10.5 million of that salary. So there you go. The Browns had to eat their medicine. The Panthers will pay $5 million of that salary, and then Baker Mayfield himself agreed to trim off $3.5 million to make the trade work. So Baker takes a little bit, about a $3.5 million pay cut, haircut there, but gets his wish, goes to a different team. The Panthers now have quite a bit of quarterbacks on their roster, so a lot going on. Like I said, we're going to dive into all of it, every aspect. But Alex, what was your initial reaction when you saw the trade come across your ticker?
Cleveland are idiots. Like that's like, and it wasn't surprising for myriad reasons. Idiots is strong, but I like, you know what it's like. They're sticking to their plan. And yeah. I feel like, and I'm assuming you agree with me and many would, that they tried to mend with Baker after what we've seen with Deshaun Watson. Like how this has kind of matriculated down the field this offseason. It's like, he's going to miss some games. And now you're looking at Jacoby Brissett. How do you feel about that? You can't give the ball to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt 75 times a game. You know what I mean? So I don't, even though I knew it was coming, this was the team. There was a little Seattle rumblings, but we knew it was going to be Carolina more than likely. It's like, right. I don't get it. Let me say that. I don't get it. I don't get it. Even though I knew it was coming, I still don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to dive into what this means long-term and all that with both these teams, and obviously you're knocking on that door, but I guess my instant reaction is finally, because, you know, we're seeing in the NBA right now, I know I keep doing basketball comparisons every week, but Kevin Durant asked for a trade, and everything in the NBA is on standstill until the Kevin Durant situation gets figured out. Now, the NFL wasn't on standstill, but I feel like this was the transaction that everybody, every fan, everyone in the media was waiting to happen. Where is Baker going to be? And it felt like the Browns needed to resolve this before training camp because that would be quite the awkward situation, and I don't know if they can just excuse Baker Mayfield throughout training camp because of new CBA rules. So I think this is something that needed to happen, and like I said at the beginning, it feels like the unofficial kickoff to the NFL season. Training camp is about 3 weeks away, and this is like a reminder of, hey, yeah, the NFL's big business. The NFL's the number one thing that runs your day-to-day, and here's just a little trickle of news to get us ready for that. So my instant reaction just personally was, I'm glad that it's finally over. The dust can settle as we head into training camp with these teams, and we have a little bit of an idea of what things are going to look like in the NFC South. And hopefully soon we get some more clarity on the Deshaun Watson situation, as that disciplinary hearing was concluded last week. So that should be, this is a two-step process. I feel like the Browns now know what the suspension's going to be. And with that in mind, they're like, okay, let's go ahead and make this deal for Baker since we finally know what the outcome's going to be. So I'm just happy that the conclusion is here to this kind of off-season drama that's been going on.
Yeah, and that's fine. And we're going to dive into Cleveland next and then Carolina as well. You know, this is seems like also a move that is going to – this is for Matt Rhule, because now now it's not like this fun – oh, check out Julian Council. I don't know. Julian Council is one of the best hosts that we have on the Locked On Podcast Network for the football thing that we speak of, Locked On Panthers. Go check him out for this information because like he's one of the more dialed in guys. Matt Rhule, it's no longer fun where it's like, oh, he's Gordon Ramsay. He fixes every kitchen he's ever been in. And it's just like, and it's not working. Christian McCaffrey isn't healthy. DJ Moore is a star, and they're ruining talent, and they don't know how to figure it out. And it all starts with the quarterback position. Teddy Bridgewater didn't work. Sam Darnold didn't work. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? A better version of the other two, but still the same guy with higher floors than most, lower ceilings than most. But of the three, and Teddy's had one of the toughest careers in NFL history. True. What he's doing is miraculous from that terrible practice day in Minnesota years ago.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield is the biggest adult of all of them. I'm a Jared Goff truther, okay? But I'm like a Baker Mayfield truther light, L-I-T-E, where it's like, I think he gets a bad rap because he was in Cleveland, and I think that people don't understand the intangibles that he does have. He's got his shortcomings, but I feel like his leadership qualities are not looked at with as much weight as other quarterbacks' leadership qualities. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, but this is to save Matt Rhule's job, a last stitch effort. Either that, or, I mean, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't they just tank for one of the top quarterbacks coming out next year?
Well, I mean, Alex, we're going to get into that. We'll talk about what you think Carolina should do going forward, how their season should go, but we're going to start talking about what this means for the Cleveland Browns going forward. Before we get into that, though, I do want to tell you guys about our friends over at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar in the galaxy. So just to keep this whole theme, outer space theme going, you get the best of both worlds with Built Bar. You get all the health benefits that you want from your protein bar. It's going to be high protein, high fiber, low calorie, low sugar, but you get all of the tasty benefits of a candy bar. All the bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. They have a bunch of different textures, like the puff bars, which have marshmallowy consistency, the crunch bars, which, come on, folks, it's crunchy. I don't think I got to dive too far into that. And sometimes you get both. The new flavor on the block is the coconut brownie chunk puff. So they're giving you both crunchiness, but they're also giving you that puff marshmallowy flavor with excellent taste. I mean, really, you can't find anything better than Built Bars. Go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off your order. Once again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
All right, second segment. Tyler Rowland, Alex Clancy, he's Locked On Titans. I'm Locked On Cardinals. Follow him at Tic Tac Titans. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. You can check out all the Titans and Cardinals and the other 30 NFL teams all the hosts, free and available on all platforms, all your favorite teams. We make up Locked On NFL Thursday. Thank you for making Locked On NFL your first listen each and every day, free and available once again on all platforms. I get a couple messages from Tyler on the day that we record. It either starts with, first of all, being way too early with me being on. I got one at 5:45 my time today because he's selfish. Little insight into Tyler. Now it's a running joke. Like, how early can I message Alex where he will just laugh at it? And we're still there, which is great. But there's a couple messages I get in our Twitter DMs before we record. Number one, the content gods are shining on us today. If something happens that day where it's like, we don't even need to think about a rundown, it's going to do it for us. And then the second one is, what are you thinking? This is kind of what I'm thinking. And then your mystery segment, do you have any other ideas? And I'm like, Tyler, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll message you later. That's usually how it goes. And then we figure out our show.
All fair.
Today was all caps, because yesterday Baker Mayfield gets traded. So this means some for Carolina. And the reason it means maybe more for Cleveland is because of the Deshaun Watson situation. I think that's pretty obvious.
Yep.
So because you have a very analytical mind. So you were like, okay, finally. And then was it like, oh, finally this happened. Oh, what's Cleveland going to do? Or was it like, oh, finally, okay, Jacoby Brissett's going to start there and Baker Mayfield will most likely start in Carolina. Like, for the Cleveland standpoint, what was your reaction to this trade?
I guess for Cleveland, I just don't think things have changed. I think the expectation was always that they were going to trade Baker Mayfield. Again, back there's this last-ditch negotiating effort that teams do when people know someone wants to be traded, where they say, oh, well, if we don't get the right deal, we'll just keep him. That's back to Kevin Durant. That's what the Nets are doing right now. Well, there's a growing sense the Nets may just keep Kevin Durant on the roster into the season. BS. Same thing with Baker. The Browns might just keep him on this. That is all negotiation. So, in my opinion, the Browns always knew that they were going to trade Baker. We always, in the media, always knew, listen to me, in the media, we always knew that Baker was going to be traded. So, for me, for Cleveland, this just cements the fact that they're going to be rocking with Jacoby Brissett. And we talk about Carolina maybe tanking. It is my opinion that Cleveland should tank. Get somebody on the team with your draft pick to help you out. It's my personal opinion that with Jacoby Brissett in that division, the Browns aren't winning more than 5 games. They're going to have a top 10 pick. So rather than be 7 or 8, why not be 3, 2? There's supposed to be a bunch of quarterbacks in this draft coming up after a class that didn't have a lot of great quarterbacks up high. If the Browns end up with a top 3 pick, they could trade that and mortgage that into a massive haul to help replenish what they gave away with Watson.
You know, that's
so
really interesting.
So the Browns, you've got to replace the cupboard. And I think the Browns, with Baker Mayfield being out the window for sure and being gone, and us expecting a Deshaun Watson 4-year suspension, if I'm the Browns, I'd tank and try to get back some of that capital for that Deshaun Watson trade.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it's kind of it's a weird, different draft day scenario. Where it's, you know, it makes sense. And, you know, the thing is, though, that I agree with you. And I didn't even think about it like that. Because it's like the Golden State Warriors, Klay Thompson getting hurt and then getting the second overall pick, which should have been LaMelo Ball. I still think it should have been imagine LaMelo Ball on that team. Okay, anyways, I digress.
Yeah, like, anyways.
but, yeah, so if
– it wasn't a wise pick.
Come on, man. Yeah, but
sorry, James Wiseman.
That's an option. Do I think it's going to happen? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because Jacoby Brissett's good enough to win them enough games to where they're not going to get a top 5 pick. And I think the defense is good enough to keep them in enough games to where they're not going to get a top 5 pick. They've got Nick Chubb, who signed a contract extension, but it was a small one. If he balls out this year, the new contract comes into play next year, I believe. He's not going to play on that. Like, things could go haywire in Cleveland very quickly. Kareem Hunt could get out. He's been playing on a very team-friendly deal. I think he signed another one. Nick Chubb has not really gotten paid yet, and he's arguably a top 2 or top 3 running back in the league.
Amari Cooper's not
getting any younger. Donovan Peoples-Jones, if he balls out again, is going to want to get paid. Like, this isn't going to be fun in Cleveland for a while. Myles Garrett's contract is going to get very expensive. Is it worth it if the future's not there? This is all hinged and predicated upon Deshaun Watson playing, and I like that a lot because that is the correct way to build for the future. If they don't win early this year and Deshaun Watson's out for the year, it's like, you know what? Look towards the future, because if Deshaun Watson is your future, they're like, okay, you're suspended for 17 games and playoffs, and you will start the 2023 season. You look around, you're like, who's absolutely necessary to keep? If not, Monte Mack, no matter what, and trade everything you can for the future. Yep. And I really like that. It's, even if it's not a quarterback, because you're right, next year is a perfect time to leverage.
Use that.
To draft a quarterback. Absolutely.
Yeah. If Jacoby Brissett's starting for a full season, look, he's a solid backup, but there's a reason he's a backup. The Browns aren't doing anything in that conference, in that division, with Jacoby Brissett for a full year. With all that historic haul given up for Watson, the only way to recoup some of that, and like you're saying, they just paid Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett, all the different people who could want money soon, you got to find a way to have some really, really cheap starting level players. And not only is it going to be hard to do that when you're paying a quarterback that much money, it's going to be impossible without having your draft capital. So you can't get off the money, get some of that draft capital back. But Alex, this segment has gone quite long, just talking Browns. So we're going to cap things off talking about the Panthers here to round out the show. Thank you for making the Locked On NFL podcast your first listen every single day. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you do stream Monday through Friday, NFL content, all the biggest news, under 30 minutes. And the NFL season, as you can see here, is about to ramp up, so it's a perfect time to subscribe. We'll be right back.
All right, final segment here, Locked On NFL Thursday. That's fun. The Browns are fascinating. Like, selfishly, coming from somebody who covers the Cardinals, I love covering the Cardinals. I do. Especially somebody who didn't grow up in Arizona as a Cardinals fan.
Yeah,
they're fascinating. They're fascinating for great reasons, for bad reasons, whatever. The Browns have the national pull that I wish the Cardinals did. And like, and because they're kind of grouped in, you know, it was them, Cleveland, and Tampa Bay, three of the most losingest franchises ever. I know Jim Brown won one in the 60s. I think the Cardinals won one in Chicago when they were there, but it's been a long time in Tampa Bay before
they're
got
the most popular bad team ever.
Yeah.
The Browns are the most popular bad team ever.
Pretty much in perpetuity, because they may have the best fan base in football. Because, like, if you always
Ohio lose, football fans are the best. Ohio football fans are the best.
What else you got to do there, baby? So when you got so Cleveland is fascinating. Obviously, we went long-winded on that. Let's shift to the East Coast, Carolina, Matt Rhule. He's a couple years into his coaching tenure. Christian McCaffrey looks great every offseason. He was built in a lab. Okay. Yep. He was absolutely built in a lab. And now we're finding out that he may have been Arian Fostered, which is one of my favorite things to say, where you overuse a player for 2 or 3 years, and then he's never the same. Arian Foster was the best running back on the planet for like 1,000 days, and then that was it. And hopefully Christian McCaffrey can bounce back. They absorb Baker Mayfield, let's just put it that way. And now, let me ask you one question, yes or no. Is it guaranteed he's going to start week one?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, if it was going to be a competition, you don't give it up. And let's just cut the crap, man. I one of the only bad reviews I've ever gotten on Locked On Titans is when I went after Baker Mayfield in 2020, and then the Browns went out and beat the Titans by 30. And I deserve that bad review. And from that moment, I tried to be less biased against Baker Mayfield. And I just think it's crap. People are killing Baker for last year when he was so hurt. Baker Mayfield's a top 20, top 24. And at the end of the day, all that matters is he's better than Sam Darnold. I think Baker Mayfield is a lot better than Sam Darnold. He's better than PJ Walker or Matt Corral. He's obviously, in my opinion, the best quarterback on that team. And I think anybody saying otherwise, pointing to 2021 to do so, is being obtuse, because Baker's 2020 season is what you want from Baker Mayfield. No, he wasn't Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen or any of those guys that level. But with a good team around him and him playing his best ball, and like you said, the intangibles that do inspire his teammates when you're in his foxhole, Baker Mayfield is slightly underrated at this point in time. So I think, yeah, it's a no-brainer. He's starting for Carolina. I mean, do you feel that it could go differently?
You know, for every Matt Flynn, there's a Russell Wilson. You know, like, and I'm not saying that Matt Corral, like, right, but Cleveland paid a lot of cheese to get rid of him, okay? Because they had to, because they completely bungled this whole thing, okay?
Right.
So they get Carolina is out $5 million, gave up a fifth round pick, you know, and they have Matt. I mean, Matt Corral was drafted late. It's not like he was eighth overall or something like that. It's just clunky. It's just clunky, and they thought that Sam Darnold was better than he was. Like, what DJ Moore is doing there is, chill before I say this, it's like five steps down from Larry Fitzgerald-esque, where it's like bad quarterbacks, and he just produces. Yeah. And I'm not comparing him to Larry Fitzgerald, okay? But it's in that same arena.
He's like Terry McLaurin in that way.
You know? Yeah, but, you know.
That'll kill, you know, people hear that Larry Fitzgerald name and say it's a Hall of Famer. But I mean, I get what you're saying. Just miserable quarterback play, but still really good production.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole mind screw of it all is, say Carolina, they're in a tough division. I mean, every team, well, I guess Atlanta hasn't gotten better, but the Saints have definitely gotten better. That's four losses right there, to Tampa Bay, to New Orleans. So now you're playing a 13.
I don't know about that. Can I push back?
No. We'll do it another week. Just, I'm right, okay? Just acknowledge that, and let's move on here. So the point of – so what if they start – 3-8. Do you put the kid in and sit $40 million on the bench? It's not that much because they're only paying Baker Mayfield five. But sitting a lot on the bench and just let the kid run, it's like, why are you trading for him if you're not looking to start him 17 weeks come hell or high water?
Right. Right. I mean, because to me, the only reason they traded for him is to get a look. That if he plays okay, then they could keep him around. But yeah. I mean, the real mistake for Carolina was the Darnold trade. I mean, that was – they gave it, what, a second and a third, I believe. Yeah. There were conditions in there. But, I mean, if you're getting Baker Mayfield for a fifth who's a better – a conditional fifth in 2024 who's a better player, I mean, the Darnold trade is really what's going to keep the Panthers up at night is the mistake that they made in my mind. Because I like what you're saying. If they just had if they just had Baker paying $5 million and all you gave up was a conditional fifth, then who cares? What, you know, just go ahead and play Corral.
Yeah, that's true.
I think the problem is what you brought up is Matt Rhule's job is on the line. So he's going to try to eat, if he can go 7-10, you know, eke out a couple wins and say, hey, we had promise, you know, let's get another draft in here. That might be enough for him to argue to keep his job. But the problem is if he goes with Corral too early, they're going to be like, well, we're just going to bring in somebody new. So.
Right. Well, and one
I'm with you. They're going to start Baker as much as they can.
Yeah, and one quick thing to that. There's two different ways the 2022 season can go and the direct correlations towards people getting fired and getting re-signed and things like that. Christian McCaffrey healthy for 15 games. Christian McCaffrey healthy for 4 games. If he's healthy for 4 games and they win 6, Matt Rhule's going to stay the head coach until they trade Christian McCaffrey and give him a year without him. Like, this is still – he's still the scapegoat for all of this. And why Matt Rhule – because if Christian McCaffrey's healthy and DJ Moore is healthy and Robbie Anderson's healthy, there's a lot worse one-two and a half punches from running back and wide receiver position in the NFL. And if you have Baker Mayfield doing that, he knows how to maximize talent of running backs because that's what he does. That's his job. So, I mean, I know that Cleveland's a sexier thing to talk about, but Carolina's future with Matt Rhule getting a pseudo Bill Self contract of 7 or 8 years before he's even coached an NFL game, it's going to be fascinating. And remember, check out Julian Council, check out Jeff Lloyd from Locked On Browns. These are two of the best that we have here. So check them out for all the information. That's going to do it for Tyler and me. Locked On NFL Thursday.
Hey, one more thing. One more thing that we have to throw in. The Browns.
Yes.
And the Panthers.
Yep, week one, play baby.
Week one. So two questions for you real fast. One, who wins that game? And two, who won this trade?
Panthers win week one. And nobody won this trade.
Okay, I think Panthers win week one. I'm with you. And if anybody won the trade, it's Carolina, because they're the only person who I could see their wins and losses going like they could win two more games now that they have Baker, three more games now that they have Baker. But I think I'm with you overall. Both teams lost. The Browns didn't get any better. The only way that both parties would have won is if Baker and the Browns would have stayed together. Baker's on a better team and a better roster to showcase himself for one more year before free agency. The Browns have a better quarterback to lead them through the Deshaun Watson suspension and give them a real shot. Because these two weren't able to reconcile when they clearly needed each other, the Panthers, the Browns, Baker, everyone lost. The people who won, the people who listen to Locked On NFL Thursday. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's three losers in this podcast. The Browns, the Panthers, and me for not paying off that tease that started the show. thanks for making Locked On NFL your first listen. Let it roll on. Chris Carter, your boy Q tomorrow. I mean, another. Dude, all of our hosts are good. All of them. It's badass. And to the moon here, the Locked On Podcast Network. Alex Lancey, Tyler Rowland. We'll talk to you next Thursday.